task force want either further explanation or have questions about the material.
Sure, I'll say a few words. I'm glad you included Racine. That's good, expanded it. In regards to the impact that the domes has on the tourism for Milwaukee is very important. Since I spend a lot of time here, I do see a lot of people that are coming even to a Brewers game, and they've got some extra time, they stop here. They're going to the Harley Museum, they're stopping here. They're going to the Past Mansion, they're stopping here. They're coming up from Chicago for a day. So that's a very important piece. There also is quite a few tour buses that come here to the facility. I don't know if there's a way of breaking that, those numbers out at all, as far as those tour groups. I remember years ago, school trips, I know we don't get that many here anymore, but it always was come here in the morning, go to the Milwaukee Public Museum in the afternoon. So that doesn't happen much anymore because of all the funding cuts with buses and programs like that. But again, it was this facility has always been a place where come and spend some time and then potentially go somewhere else also. Family groups that bring out-of-town relatives here, they're maybe going downtown to eat, so they'll stop here for a while. So again, that's a very important piece because if there was no domes, how would that impact the tourism?
Comments, if you go in the right direction.
So going back to the beginning and reviewing the information from the previous meeting, under data on benchmark facilities that indicated staffing at domes well below industry standards, if I remember correctly, it's also well below most of the other county similar institutions. Is that right?
I would think so, and it really depends on which of the county institutions you're talking about. That is to say, and the reason why I kind of hesitated on that, there are those county institutions that are within the park system, but I'm not sure I would comment perfectly, say, on Banner Garden and the relative staffing there, you know, in a sense. But when you're talking about, say, the zoo or a lot of other institutions like that, yes, this is a totally different profile where they have, you know, full and adequate staffing, whereas at the domes, the staffing is at a bare bones minimum, I think it's fair to say.
Do we know why that is?
Well, I would imagine that the funding has not been provided for the additional staff positions beyond those that are provided.
And why?
That would be something that probably would go to the, you know, the Milwaukee County government. That's a question for them probably rather than the consultant. That
it may be an important exercise to undertake to better understand what the circumstances are that we're facing in terms of continuing the domes.
Just have a comment about tourism and some of the points that were made that this was a stop that was part of. Site tour for a lot of people. How much of it for the tourism is trying to identify opportunities of missed marketing opportunities with, you know, not actively making the domes be the top searched thing to do in Milwaukee for people who are coming for those overnight trips and those types of things. I don't know if the report kind of captured that, but is that something we're going to see later on or?
Yes. Now, this is, I think, a good question, obviously. But the idea of operations of the domes goes a lot further than, you know, being open. And there's extremely limited marketing opportunity, you know, or capacity here at the domes. Very, very limited capacity. And so they aren't highly marketed. And so it is a reasonable expectation that with greater marketing, they would do better as is than without greater marketing. I think it's a pretty simple point. And so it's appreciated that there's lots of factors that go into the current situation and how it's operating at this point. And certainly, marketing is one of those. And I think it's fair to say there are other factors that go into that you know, that limit, you know, the current operation. And by that meaning, how many people come, what they do, and so on and so forth. And so, the future of the domes, and as the committee thinks about what are scenarios addressing more than issues that include both, you know, fixing the structural issues, reinforcing the spaces and places here, and operations and a higher operating level of all the sorts of items that would go into scenarios for the future that then would become, you know, what are put through this process of evaluating them and deciding on the future.
Are there any other questions from the task force with respect to this portion of the presentation? If there are not, let's move on to the next agenda item, the overview of the current domes operations.
Thank you. So,
maybe I should explain. I'm sorry I was late. I was trapped in on the freeway that had an accident around 20-something streets. So, but I hope that we can respond to each of these items instead of going up to the way to the end of the presentation with questions and clarifications. So this part of the presentation will be the parts that address this issue, not the later issue.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and agree, of course. So now we have a series of slides.